We are going to continue the hour by talking theater. Playmakers Repertory Company is back on stage with world premiere The Game by Becca Brunstetter, UNC alum, writing this about a married couple who hit a glitch when they get addicted to an online game. Opens April 10th and runs through April 28th. Tickets and showtimes online at playmakersrep.org. Joined here in the studio by a couple very special guests. First of all, Vivian Benesch. You know her well if you're a Playmakers fan, producing artistic director of Playmakers in general, also directing this show, and Megan Ketch, who is playing Alyssa, also a UNC alum and former classmate of the playwright, Becca Brunstetter. So Vivian, Megan, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
So great to be here again.
That was the elevator speech. Tell us about the show. Like how excited are you about getting this opened up?
Incredibly excited.
Yeah. I'll line it up to say that about 2 years ago, we had a commission to give and immediately thought of Becca. Becca wrote this wonderful play called The Cake that we did the East Coast premiere of several years ago. And knowing I just adore her. I find her to be one of the funniest, smartest, and heart-forward playwrights we know. She just had her Broadway debut writing the adaptation of the book, The Notebook, on Broadway, which is off and running and will hopefully be touring the country
forevermore.
I've heard a ton about that adaptation. Yes. Like, a lot of people are into that.
Yeah. It's really, really beautiful.
Ingrid Michaelson wrote all the music and Becca wrote the book.
Nice.
And so, but we commissioned Becca very specifically to do an adaptation of Aristophanes' Lysistrata.
Nice.
And for those who don't know, that is the first extant comedy, Greek comedy. Mm-hmm. And it is a sort of, you know, even though it's Aristophanes, it's kind of the first feminist anti-war play.
Yep, yep.
It's incredibly funny, incredibly bawdy, I will say, in the sort of like Greek comedic way.
In spite of the lack of sex in that
exactly.
play. Yeah.
Well, so for those who don't know, Lysistrata, basic premise is the Peloponnesian Wars are going, and in order to stop them, the women decide to deny their husbands sex until the war stops. So go, Becca, you know, I say, so we want to do an adaptation in great playmaker style. We want to do something fresh with a classic. And she came back a few weeks later and said, okay, can she goes, I'm sort of obsessed with this idea, this idea that these days, like, there's so many couples who are dealing with one or the other of them being addicted to gaming.
Yep.
And what about a great woman, powerful, successful woman whose husband is recently unemployed and has become addicted to gaming. And she puts together a group of women who decide, ooh, maybe we'll start by denying them sex. And all I'm going to say after that is, it doesn't necessarily go so well.
Other women who are also experiencing the same kind of absence from their partner.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because like my first thought is, I know people who really, really love playing online and they wouldn't even notice.
My God, you have actually quoted a line.
You've
got to
see this play then.
Yes. I think people are going to identify with it no matter what. But here's the thing. Whether you know gaming or not, you are going to enjoy this play. There is so much to identify with from, you know, she very smartly brought together five incredible women who become community for each other. Mm-hmm. And sort of, instead of the Greek has several different couples, there's only one man in this. It's five women and one man. And that's Megan plays Alyssa and her husband, Homer.
Nice. Tell us about Alyssa.
I relate to Alyssa a lot. She's an architect. She carries a tremendous workload. She's wrestling the question of whether she wants to become a mother. Mm-hmm. She's super type A. She's very concerned about her husband. And I think the play is asking the question through Alyssa's character, where do I put my grief? What do I do with this sense of not knowing?
Right.
What do I do with this desire to control an uncontrollable world? So she starts to project all of that onto her husband's passion for gaming. She's very powerful. She's dexterous. She's a great thinker. She's magnanimous. I think she's also tremendously lonely. So I get to play this really complex woman at the center of this often misguided but hilarious pursuit.
That's awesome. Yeah. The thing I love about Playmaker shows is that they're always very timely and not always in the ways you expect them to be timely.
Yes.
Like, you came out of nowhere. Like, I was not expecting that to be, like, the timeliness of this show, and there it is. Like, it's fantastic.
I mean, in many ways, and I just have to say this, like, this community is so lucky to have such a singular artistic director in Vivian. And the whole season, I think, has been strung together by this question of, what do we do now? How do we reckon with our grief and the things we've lost over the last several years? Who are we? How do we identify with those questions of belonging and loss and cataclysmic global change?
I'm having Fat Ham flashbacks.
That's
right
what I'm
now,
saying,
even as you're talking
right?
about this. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Also, Murder on the Orient, which I had the pleasure of just seeing. You know, that's a group of people trying to reckon with
justice and
grief. their loss. And the social experiment of theater, which Vivian understands so beautifully, is asking everyone to join that discourse. Come into the theater and think about your own life.
So now I'm just going to interject as to say that a lot of people say that directing is 90% casting. And so that is absolutely true here. We have a remarkable group led by Megan. And Megan and I have a long history. We met when she graduated from UNC Chapel Hill and came to New York. And I coached her on her graduate school auditions.
Yes.
And then in my previous job as artistic director at the Chautauqua Theater Company in Western New York, she came and spent a summer and played Lady Macbeth in Macbeth. And so, and then when I got here, she introduced me to her dad and her family here. And they sort of, you know, helped me with my transition down here. So to be able to bring Megan and Becca here together is also kind of a highlight of this experience. And just listening to Megan, you can tell that what she hasn't mentioned is how insanely funny she is also.
Becca, the play is the star of this production. Becca is a genius, and she understands that zany body comedy belongs to a kind of realness and heart-centered intimacy. And she puts those two values side by side. And so, as my clown teacher in graduate school would say, the like, wah-wah track of the body is right next to the ha-ha track of the body. You will laugh so much that you'll open, and then suddenly you'll feel.
Mm.
And that one-two punch of this play, I think, is a rare opportunity to sense your own life, the duality of those things. And I'm just having a wild time navigating that course.
That's awesome. I wish I had a clown teacher in graduate school.
Right?
I mean, graduate school, so much better.
It's
a great
sentence. They've had clown class.
You were classmates with Becca Brunstetter. How does it, how is it like to work with her, like, with that history? And B, like, you're coming back and making your debut at Playmakers.
I mean, my God,
so
it's a supreme
joy. There's a lot
going
on, yeah.
Yeah, we have been howling through the nostalgia and memories. Mm-hmm. You know, we were undergraduates in the Paul Green Theater trying to run the spotlight and trying to remember when to bring the bucket on to Uncle Vanya and roll out the carpet. I mean, we were the labor behind the production.
Uncle Vanya is going to be disappointed whenever that bucket comes.
Exactly right. So and those are hallowed halls for us. We made theater together when we were 19. I will say I knew then that Becca would spend her life doing this. She was the most focused person I met as an undergraduate. And she was writing then and writing with great personal style and a kind of self-possession that was uncanny for an 18-year-old. And we've remembered friends and professors and opening nights at Playmakers and all of that.
And so, there's faculty here who are so proud to see Megan and Becca
my,
come back.
My first acting teacher watched me do the designer run on Wednesday.
Nice.
And we both sort of blubbered to each other afterwards that this is a unique thing.
It's sort of amazing that they were both available to come and do this. And then to have just an incredible cast. We're also welcoming some new actors.
Cynthia Graham, and she's a local treasure.
That has been more Greensboro and Charlotte-based and making her Playmakers debut.
And she is a comedian extraordinaire. You're going to love her.
Nice. As well as our amazing professional actor training program actors. And today, after we do this, we start our technical rehearsals in an incredible space where we are really, one of the things I'm excited about is we are embracing the Greekness of this, but it also takes place 100% in Troy, North Carolina.
Nice.
Yeah.
Speaking with Vivian Benesch and Megan Ketch, talking about The Game by Becca Brunstetter, world premiere on the Playmaker stage, opening up Wednesday the 10th, running until the 28th, playmakersrep.org for tickets and showtimes. Can't let you go without asking about next season, which got announced.
Thank you.
Super excited. A, Little Shop is my favorite show of all time. I was Seymour in high school. And B,
of course you were. That's so perfect.
That's what my drama teacher said when she cast me. I'm like, I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult.
No, it's totally a compliment.
And what the Constitution means to me, which is super exciting. Yeah.
So I have to say, I mean, you know, I'm always excited about our seasons, but sometimes, you know, next year we're starting in an election. Yeah, well, we're in it now.
We're in it. Yeah.
We are deep in it. But, you know, it's going to be a year of great stress and transition, whatever happens. And what I love about the theater is that we have a beautiful a container of escape, of entertainment, of ways to engage, of ways to deal with the difficult questions.
Of inclusion.
Of inclusion, of many angles for which we can all process the world that we are navigating right now. And I think next season, we're really looking at the American dream from many, many different angles. And again, getting to laugh at it, getting to investigate. So I think, again, there's something for everyone. But yes, Death of a Salesman,
we
haven't done in 30 years, starring Jeff Cornell and Julia Gibson.
Nice.
Both sort of in their prime to play those wonderful roles. And what the Constitution has means to me has never been done in this in the Triangle, and I'm so excited that we have actually waited until now to get to share.
That's going to be a fun one. And we got to wrap up, but as we do, last question. I always end theatrical interviews with this question. Don't spoil your favorite moment. What's your second favorite moment in the game?
God. I mean, I will just say this. We keep getting truly fantastic, ingenious rewrites. We're still getting new pages. We will get new pages all through next week. Mm-hmm. So the play will be hot off the presses. Becca wrote a line yesterday about adult diapers that made it impossible for me to continue rehearsal, to the extent that I thought to myself, am I going to need to wear a diaper in order to get through the play? It's so funny. So that's, you know, second, maybe first.
Oh my goodness. There are so many. And so I'm going to go from the hysterically funny to there is a moment that happens between Homer and Alyssa where the sort of raw honesty of it, you know, drama only exists because of the insanity and comedy around it. And when you break, you sort of rush up against it. And that's what I love. There is a moment where the heart is exposed. There are several moments where the heart is exposed in this. But so there is my oblique answer to this. And I can't wait for people to come and laugh and care. And really, the play at the end of the day is the opposite of addiction is connection. And nice. That's what this play is all about.
Previews Wednesday the 10th. Opening night is Saturday the 13th. The show runs through the 28th. Get tickets and showtimes at playmakersrep.org. World premiere of The Game by Becca Brunstetter right here in Chapel Hill. Vivian Benesch, Megan Ketch, thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you. Great pleasure.